America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
Father, bless our men of God on this Wednesday, and bless our churches, and help us as we go forward. And Lord, I pray you'll bring real revival to this country. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, I do encourage you to pray at least one time a week for revival for this nation. Now, I'm beginning to talk about our attack, the attack that's on prayer. The devil, let me say it, the devil believes in prayer more than most Christian people do. Now, there's attack on prayer right now in the nation of Scotland. We have people that are tuned in to our internet from the nation of Scotland. But recently, they had a ban on prayer at abortion clinics. I believe it is within 300 feet of an abortion clinic, you cannot pray. What the ban says about silent prayer, it says this. It says, police have confirmed that silent vigils count in other words, that there's prohibited conduct. Now, the police have confirmed that if you pray outside an abortion clinic in Scotland, it's prohibited. Now, let me ask you a question. I want you to listen and think about this. Why would the devil spend his time fighting that? Because the devil knows that prayer is real. They're afraid that one person might be influenced to not have an abortion. Let me explain something to you. If you've had an abortion, I'm not against you. You pray and God will forgive you. But one doctor made this quote. He said this, having an abortion clinic is like owning an oil well. The money is what's driving it today. They don't care about your life. They don't care about your conscience 20 years later when you've aborted a baby that somebody could adopt. They don't care about that, my friend. I say there's no reason for abortion. Have the baby, and then if you can't handle it, put it up for adoption. Now, what the law bans in silent prayer is they're prohibited. Audible prayer outside an abortion clinic. Officials acknowledge that praying audibly can be criminalized. In other words, you'll be arrested in Scotland. This is in Scotland for praying outside an abortion clinic. Now, I'm going to get into something here that us preachers have preached about for years, but do we really understand the full scope of it? The removing of prayer from our public schools. The removing of prayer from our public schools. Now, prayer was removed in 1962. In a case, Engel versus Vitale, the court struck down a New York policy requiring a daily state written prayer. Now, this is the key moment when most people refer to when they talk about prayer being taken from our schools. In other words, what the law said is the state or the government cannot write a prayer and have people pray it in the school. Now, people have taken this idea of separation of church and state, separation of church. All liberals will quote that. Your liberal teachers, your liberal professors, your liberal politicians. Friend, that phrase is not to be found in the Constitution of the United States. There is no such phrase in the Constitution that says we ought to have separation of church and state. I will deal with this, Father. Lord,
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.